Skyboat Media presents The Witchcraft of Salem Village by Shirley Jackson. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Note: Salem, Massachusetts and Salem Village, Massachusetts were two separate places in 1692. Although only a few miles apart, they differed a good deal. Salem, where the witchcraft trials were held, was a large town, busy and active. Salem Village was a small community, self-centered and frequently almost isolated in the winter, although one of the main highways of Massachusetts ran, and still runs, past the site of Ingersoll's Inn. The witchcraft cases began in Salem Village, although Salem has had to accept full responsibility. Salem Village no longer exists. Even the ghosts of George Burroughs's two wives would have trouble finding it today. Goodwife, shortened to Goody, and Goodman were the usual forms of address during this period. Shirley Jackson. Chapter 1. The Uneasiness of Salem Village. Building a new life in a wilderness is a job for strong and heroic people. The Puritans of the Massachusetts colony had to surmount unbelievable difficulties in order to stay alive. Their first years, of course, were spent in setting up houses and clearing enough ground to plant crops. In order to clear a space of land for farming, it was necessary to plan for years ahead, and the work required a strong back and a strong faith.